great American fisherman. He'll fish anywhere. Anywhere there's water, Lord knows he'll be there.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie, and of course, Derek Brandeo, all at your service today. That music means one thing and one thing only. Our good friend, Roland Martin, on the line with us from Florida. Good morning, Roland.
Hey, what you doing, Angelo? I'm doing fine.
Good. Thanks for joining us this morning. I know I tried to get you on last week, but you had to go fishing on me.
I know. Well, I had it set up. You know, we're kind of lucky. I know you different parts of the country have different problems, but our governor, Ron DeSantis, has said that, you know, fishing and outdoor activities and hunting is essential exercise. And so he's condoning it. He's saying do it, you know, in moderation without a crowd, you know, all by yourself. And they're supporting that. So we can fish here in Florida. And so they've closed some boat ramps and stuff, but we can still fish a lot of areas.
So they have closed boat ramps. Isn't that strange, eh? They close boat ramps, but still you can go fishing. To me, it's confused messaging. You know what I mean?
Well, some of the places were, for example, down in the Everglades, it was at Everglades Park, and there'd be big bus tours that come in. And they'd take airboat tours and stuff. And so big groups of people would get together for that. And so those kind of areas were the places that they closed, you know, where a lot of people would group up. The small little boat ramps that are, you know, just for the convenience of a fisherman, most of those are open. But the big giant things were closed down, you know.
I was going to say, how are you keeping busy during this pandemic? But obviously, we know how you're keeping busy. You're spending it doing what you do best and what you've been doing all of your life, and that is fishing. I want to talk to you. Go ahead.
Well, I've been fixing all my rods and making lures and making bowls and working around the house and fixing stuff. That's another thing. Yeah.
Judy's got you working around the house.
Sure, yeah.
Roland, I want to talk to you about your YouTube initiative. It is hot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're on fire with that thing. Tell folks about that.
Well, you know, about 2 years ago, I had Bass Pro Shop and some of the other big advertisers that I have say, you know, I need to get more involved with social media because, you know, that's where the future is, you know, a lot of it. So, and of course, they support my television show, and that's fine. But television is, like you know, is kind of, it's not exactly increasing. It's kind of pretty level and maybe even going downhill a little bit. So anyway, I got on the bandwagon with that, and my son Scott had a real successful YouTube program, and he showed me how to do what they want, all the ins and outs of that. I got monetized, and so I'm up to 85,000 now. I post three times a week. I try to get out two different fishing shows where I'll do kind of a how-to format, and that's my strength because, you know, with all the success I've had on the tournament trail, I think I'm in a position to say, okay, folks, let me show you how to fish a Senko or something on that order, you know. So, and I think they listen, and I think they believe that I know how to do it. So that's the main thing. We all have different ideas, and we have different techniques, but at least they say, well, you know, he's done pretty well. And I guess I should listen. So my how-to format's the deal. Yeah, that's real deal.
I've been all over it for the last few weeks checking stuff out, man. You're doing a great job. Keep up the good work there. I'm glad you mentioned tournaments, though. If people might not know, you're still one of the winningest dudes on the planet when it comes to professional angling and tournament fishing in general. You've fished pretty much as many tournaments as anybody else, certainly that I know, no doubt about that. How did you, and before I ask you this question, was there ever a time in your long career fishing professionally where the tour had been stopped like it is this year?
No, that had never happened. The only thing that we ever had was weather delay on the larger lakes. Like, I remember one time, it was the first time it happened, it was on Big Sam Rayburn, 140,000 acre reservoir with miles and miles across, and a big storm came up. And so Ray Scott, this is back about 30 years ago, he just said, we're going to cancel today's fishing. And they said, what? Well, they couldn't understand it. Well, since then, that's the standard deal. Now the standard on a tournament is if there's a weather forecast and a weather warning, say the National Weather Service says there's a weather warning, they cancel that day. They, because it's then they're liable, I guess, for lawsuits right. and everything else if they continued with, you know, a dangerous thing like that.
Yeah.
So, but that's the only thing that's ever bothered it. There's no other time that it's ever been canceled.
Yeah, and you've lived through a lot of disasters. I know when Florida was hit a couple of years ago with the hurricane thing, you kind of hunkered down sure. and toughed it out right there. How is this one different? What are you sensing? What's going through your mind with this whole fear?
Oh,
of,
gosh, this is way as a defining moment in all our lives. This is one of the biggest ones. I can't think of a single incident, starting with when I get in and out of college, in and out of the military, in and out of tournaments, and all these things are kind of pale to compare to what the potentials are for this old pandemic. You know, I mean, yeah. We're facing a lot of financial ruin. You know, I don't know. It just got a little bit. Some gloom and doom, but the other side of the coin is that there is a renewable resource in the form of hunting and fishing, and so that's going to still exist. You know, we can yeah. find our escape to the outdoors at some point. It's not going to go away. That's not going to diminish.
That's the bright light, right? For all of us who have this passion yeah. for the outdoors, and for all of us who love fishing, that's the one constant bright light that this pandemic cannot take away from us. It will be there,
right.
regardless right. of how and when. Knowing that it will yeah. be there is just, man, that's what we've got to hold on to, isn't it?
Why not to downscale our boats a little bit and cut back on some expenses, but I think we'll still have a good opportunity to hunt and fish. That's the main thing.
Roland, always a pleasure talking to you, my friend. You've got such a great perspective on life. You're doing incredible on this YouTube thing, man. I'm green with envy. I got to start chasing you now.
You know what? You know what my new deal is, Angelo?
What's that?
Because of the finances involved and everything else, there's a lot of little areas in the Everglades where I have to go over dikes and I could pull a canoe. And now I get this little canoe I put in places and just paddle around it. And man, I'm catching more fish than ever out of a small canoe. No trolling motor or anything. I mean, I caught an 8.5-pounder just the other day out of the canoe. It was just unbelievable.
Oh,
and it was
my
just,
God.
I mean, it's something else. It's just like great.
Well,
small
we may all be fishing out of canoes pretty soon, my friend.
That's all right. But it does a good job, you know. So what? You know, we go back to the basics. You know, we can.
Exactly.
This hunting and fishing is something we're gonna take advantage of. That's for sure. It's all going to be there, and it's a matter of just when we can get out to get it. You know,
we'll get there. Roland, thank you very much, my friend. I appreciate you joining us this morning. Get out and do some fishing, man.
Okay. Thank you, Angelo.
Roland Martin, star of the TV show Fishing with Roland Martin, of course, the winningest dude on the planet when it comes to professional fishing, and just an all-around great guy. And he just turned by. I should have wished him a happy birthday. It was his birthday last week. Just turned 80.
Ooh.
Can you imagine? He looks younger than I do. It's insane, man.